This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Donald Trump has called for immigration raids in more than a dozen major U.S. cities to start Sunday, had called for those immigration raids, but abruptly called them off on Saturday. AP's Julie Walker has more.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says they've been offering compromises on immigration that some other Republicans accept, but President Trump never wants to take the deal. Instead,
he keeps threatening different policies and doesn't follow through. We're going to stop all trade with Mexico. We're going to now deport people. We're going to put tariffs on Mexico. It's erratic and inconsistent, and nothing is getting done.
Trump had called for the raids in more than a dozen major cities, then abruptly called them off. Schumer says the real immigration solution is to let people claim asylum in their home countries. Julie Walker, New York.
Celebration has broken out in the Turkish city of Istanbul, where the opposition has won a controversial re-vote in the mayoral election. Parades of cars are honking their horns and people are dancing in the streets in a celebration expected to continue through the night. Turkey's opposition won the vote in a city seen for 25 years as the base of power for President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Erdogan's candidate, Binali Yildirim, was quick to congratulate his opponent, Ekrem İmamoğlu, for his victory. President Erdogan tweeted his congratulations as well. Provisional results indicate İmamoğlu increased his winning margin to more than 700,000 votes, with 54% of the total votes, up from the razor-thin majority of 13,000 votes in the March poll. Election authorities annulled that victory on a technicality. One civilian has died and seven others wounded Sunday in a Yemeni Houthi rebel attack on an airport in southern Saudi Arabia. The news came from the Saudi-led military coalition. This is VOA News. Thousands of supporters of LGBT rights marched in the Ukrainian capital, Kiev, under a heavy police presence on Sunday. They marched in the center of the capital while waving rainbow and Ukrainian flags. Thousands of police and National Guard troops stood by to ensure order. Organizers said about 8,000 people took part in the event. Several Western diplomats also attended. Organizers said they invited Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to join the parade, but got no response. The Trump administration has backed off the threat of military retaliation on Iran and instead announced new economic sanctions. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo described the administration's thinking before taking off Sunday on a trip to the Middle East.
On Monday, there'll be a significant set of new sanctions, and the world should know that we will continue to make sure it's understood that this effort that we've engaged in to deny Iran the resources to foment terror, to build out their nuclear weapon system, to build out their missile program. We are going to deny them the resources they need to do that, thereby keeping American interests and American people safe all around the world.
Meanwhile, cybersecurity firms say Iran has increased its offensive cyber attacks against the United States as tensions have grown between the two nations. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Iran has long targeted the U.S. oil and gas sectors and other critical infrastructure. But those efforts dropped significantly after the signing of the Iran nuclear agreement, known as the JCPOA. President Trump withdrew the U.S. from the deal in May of last year, and since then, cyber experts say they've seen an increase in Iranian hacking efforts. Cybersecurity firms CrowdStrike and FireEye say those have taken the form of spear phishing attacks in the past several weeks, targeting U.S. government agencies and, again, the oil and gas sectors. Ben Thomas, Washington.
According to North Korean state media, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has received a personal letter from U.S. President Donald Trump and is contemplating its contents. The official Korean Central News Agency posted a picture of Kim holding a letter, apparently on White House letterhead. The report quoted Kim as praising its excellent content. No other details were reported on the contents. And Dave Bartholomew, a giant of New Orleans music and a rock and roll pioneer who co-wrote such classics as Ain't That a Shame with Fats Domino, has died. He was 100 years old. Bartholomew, a trumpet player, was a member of the Songwriters Hall of Fame and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He died on Sunday. His son, noting the man's advanced age, told the Associated Press it was just that time. His catalog included a number of top 10 hits performed by Chuck Berry, Elvis Presley, and John Lennon, among others. I'm Marissa Milton, VOA News.
Voice of America. One. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station.